I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, Wade's garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
That's right. The show is called Tee to Green, and the language we speak here every Sunday is golf. Hello and welcome, and thanks for listening and for making Tee to Green part of your sports weekend. Debbie O'Connell's off today. The Duke, Robert DeCozes, in Master Control. I'm Jay Ritchie, flying solo on a special road trip edition of Tee to Green. If you follow the news, you know that the state of Colorado's been on fire this summer. Right now, there are six major wildfires burning in the state. The biggest, Aspen Acres, is in the mountains around 70 miles southwest of our home base in Colorado Springs. It's been burning for 20 days, growing to more than 100,000 acres, destroying homes and threatening several communities. One of the communities threatened by the fire, Colorado City. Colorado City, home to the Holly Dot Golf Course, an 18-hole public course that opened back in 1974. On Thursday, July 2nd, Colorado City was evacuated and Holly Dot was shut down. It stayed closed for nearly 10 days. Reopening last Saturday, the fire got close but was stopped short. Others were not so lucky. Well, Holly Dot and Colorado City have survived, and we are here at Holly Dot today to help them celebrate and recover on a very special road trip edition of Tee to Green, live from Holly Dot.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest. Save me from the double bogey blues.
We are America's longest-running network radio golf show, Tee to Green. Stream live at sportsbyline.com. You can also hear us on iHeartRadio, the TuneIn app, Stitcher Radio, and worldwide on the American Forces Network. I'm Jay Ritchie, coming to you live from Holly Dot Golf Course. Got a couple of great guests standing by as well, and it's happening next right here on Tee to Green.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled K-A-T-Y.org. Team up with them today.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. As a veteran, show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Proceeds support Heroes on the Water.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
News, it's interviews, and lots of fun, too, and we do it every week right here on Tee to Green, the golf show. News, interviews, and fun for everyone interested in golf. Hi, everyone. Welcome in. I'm Jay Ritchie, going solo today. Debbie O'Connell is off. The Duke, Robert DeCosa, holding down the fort in master control. And it's a roadshow edition of Tee to Green. We are in Colorado City and Holly Dot Golf Course. And it's been an interesting 3 weeks for the folks down here due to the Aspen Acres fire. It began early Monday morning, June the 29th, near the Aspen Acres campground. And since that time, it's burned over 100,000 acres. Over 900 structures have been destroyed. More than 300 homes in the communities of Rye, Beulah, San Isabel, and Colorado City, all in this surrounding area. It's known primarily as the Greenhorn Valley. The fire is still burning. It's now 61% contained. It's the seventh largest wildfire in Colorado history. Most of the evacuations have been lifted in most of the cities, including Colorado City. And that's why we are here, because Colorado City, as I mentioned in the open, is home to a Holly Dot Golf Course. It opened in 1974, 18 holes, a public course, one of my favorite courses. It's only an hour from my home in Colorado Springs, and I decided once they reopened, what the heck, let's go down there and do the radio show. Maybe I can find somebody to come on and talk about it with me, and I've lucked out because we have with us Mike Riley. He's the director of golf here at Holly Dot. He's been here since 2016. Yeah, if you can pull that closer, Mike. And he is the director of golf since 2022. And the other guy with us is Jim Eckert. I met Jim here a couple of years ago, and it's a great story. Maybe I'll tell it later in the show. But Jim is the city manager of Colorado City. They own and operate this golf course. Guys, thanks for joining us. Welcome to Tee to Green.
Thanks for being here. We're very happy to have you at Holly Dot.
Yeah,
definitely.
Mike, let's talk a little. We're going to bring Jim on more in the show, but Mike, let's talk a little bit about director of golf here at Holly Dot. Holly Dot Golf Course has a great history and even a great little story of how it got its name. Can you share that story with us?
Absolutely. I came across a photo that I found down in a basement here at the golf course, and it was a picture of a horse. a racehorse from 1969. A horse ran up at the Centennial Racetrack, and I got looking at it, and I saw that it was named Holly Dot. And I couldn't understand, you know, where this horse came from, why. And I started reading in and figuring it out. Our development here, everything originally started with a man named Holland Duell. And Holland had a wife named Dorothy. And the two of them really helped build up the whole area in Colorado City, driving force to it. And one of his passions was the horse, and that's where that horse came from. So they had this name, Holly Dot, and it came from Holland and Dorothy. So they would call him Holly and her Dot, and they put it together. And that's where the name Holly Dot came from.
I've always wondered about that, where the name Holly Dot came from. And there's a picture. That's a picture of him right behind you, right?
A very
on the
noble
wall.
Man. Yes.
Yeah, Holland Duell Jr.
Yes.
They started Holly Dot in around 1970.
Yeah, well, they came around here in the late 60s. You know, started developing things. We have pictures of them running water pumps and such as they were developing the area.
And the Frank Hummel, the architect.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know anything about him?
I'm not familiar.
Yeah.
Mark will have better answers for that.
Okay. Yeah. We'll talk to Mark Anselvar, the superintendent here at Holly Dot, as well on the show today. Okay. Let's get down to brass tacks here. The fire, and it's in Aspen Acres. You live in Aspen Acres?
I have a home. It's a summer home. It's located at Lake Isabel, which is right outside Aspen Acres, just a few miles. This side of the Aspen Acres where it started. And that Monday morning, actually, I came down to work a first tee program at Holly Dot, and I looked up on the mountain, got a little notification, and I looked up, I saw a plume of smoke, and I knew the area that it was in was going to put us all in jeopardy. You know, the winds were extremely strong, and that little plume became a giant fire within an hour, 2 hours.
Yeah, it doesn't take long, does it?
No.
Yeah.
Not at all.
How, as a crow flies, how far is that from here?
Oh, boy, I bet that's 16 to 20 miles, probably.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the fire actually got pretty close to Holly Dot, did it not?
Within days. It was spreading 3 miles an hour or something like that. It was going across people's land. So when it crested the mountain and started raging down that day, normally you'd think it's not going to get to us. It's not. It's too far away. We're not going to see it. Two nights later, I look out my window at home. And I'm fortunate because my home's just outside the evacuation zone, so I actually sat there for a week watching it develop, and you saw it move east at a rapid rate. And it was kind of going towards the north, and we thought we were going to be okay. And then the winds turned it to the south, and then it came southeast directly right at the golf course and towards my home. So many people lost their place.
Over 350 homes at this count. They don't have an official count yet.
Yeah.
But those are homes, 900-plus structures had been burned. Fortunately, at least I checked last night. I didn't say anything about injuries or anybody.
Still haven't heard of anything about an injury, which is great. Yeah. Gracious,
Mike Riley, the director of golf here at the Holly Dot Golf Course. We're broadcasting from the clubhouse. We were planning to do this outdoors, but when I pulled into Holly Dot this morning, the smoke and the whatever debris in the sky and the smell was pretty strong. This has been a rough morning.
Yeah, so the fire moved away from the area, and we were able to get back in. The evacuation got lifted, which was great. The fire's moved up, and it's mainly on the mountain now, so it is quite far away. But in the late night, early morning, the cold air, everything, the smoke tends to settle down. And then this morning was a rough morning.
Yeah.
Usually it's not so bad, though.
Yeah.
About 9 o'clock is usually cleared out, and we're okay. The winds have been pushing it the other way, so we've been pretty clear and good.
It started on Monday, June the 29th, 4th of July week. By July 2nd, you had to close the golf course down.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was going on? What were you thinking those 3-4 days? What kind of reports were you getting?
Well, we didn't get a lot, to be honest. It was... a fire that was out of control. You're bringing in different crews from all over the country. It took them days to get here. So the actual main crew that took care of it, the Alaskan crew, they came in the first, I believe. And so we didn't get a lot of direction until after that. We just knew we had to get out. On the second, I came in, and the smoke was getting worse and worse, and the fire, you could see a glow, and it was daytime. So we knew it was bearing down. They asked us to leave. We were already loading. You know, I loaded up everything out of the pro shop and put it in my cars and, wow, and drove it home. It was pretty traumatic seeing that come down the hill and going our way.
And that is July 4th weekend, probably your biggest weekend of the summer?
The first 2 weeks of July traditionally are the biggest week of the year for us. We have big tournaments, regular play from 4th of July. It's a festive area.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of people traveling through to camp and enjoy the mountains. And then we had to just turn that off, and it was tough.
So what was going on in those 10 days you were closed? Were you allowed anywhere near the area at all?
In the beginning, we weren't allowed at all. No, there was a National Guard at the road with the vehicles all set up so that you couldn't get by, you couldn't sneak in or anything like that. You wouldn't be any part of it. You wanted to stay away, let them get their job done.
Yeah.
It was watching it from, I'm just a couple miles from here. So, yeah, you know, we were evacuated from the course, but I was right at the border looking in, and it was a tough watch.
That is Mike Riley. He's director of golf here at Holly Dot Golf Course in Colorado City, Colorado, about 70 miles southwest of Colorado Springs. We'll be back with more of the show right after this.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash. Whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. That's 800-826-4073.
Golfers listen because we speak their language. Their language is golf here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Jay Ritchie flying solo this week. Debbie is off. Robert DeCosa is in master control. And I am on the road about an hour away from home. Holly Dot Golf Course, Greenhorn Valley, about 70 miles southwest of our home base in Colorado Springs. If you follow the news, you know about the Aspen Acres wildfire. It's burned over 100,000 acres. It's the seventh largest in the state, in the history of the state of Colorado. And it shut down this whole area for a time there, right around the 4th of July, before and after. Holly Dot Golf Course, which opened in 1974, was closed for about 10 days. Our guests are Jim Ecker, city manager of Colorado City, where Holly Dot is located, and the director of golf here at Holly Dot, Mike Riley. And Mike and Jim, feel free to jump in with this, but I want to talk about, as the wildfire was growing and spreading, did you guys have sort of an evacuation plan in place, or were you just at that point flying by the seat of your pants? Oops, let me turn that off.
We were kind of flying by the seat of our pants. We didn't expect it to come down as quick as it did.
Yeah.
One of the things that helped fuel all of this is last year we had a good wet winter or summer, and the grass around here was about 3 foot tall. So we didn't have any heavy snows to lay it down, so that fire just did. And once the wind pushed it, it was gone.
And we haven't had hardly any moisture this year.
No. Yeah. Been tough. No snow over the winter doesn't help us at all. In the, you know, when you live anywhere near a mountain range, it's something that's a necessity around here.
So was there a priority? Was there something when you knew that it was on the way and it was probably going to be shut down? What was the first thing that came to your mind that you had to do?
Get my crew out. Make sure everybody was safe.
Yeah.
The golfers. We still had golfers out on the course. It came up so fast and kept going. You know, they let us be open, and we weren't evacuated, and the fire was miles away, and we were going to be safe. We got fire lines, we got crews, we kept hearing, and then it just kept coming closer and closer and turning towards us. And then that morning, you know, we got some golfers out there, and then, you know, when you see these things in the morning, they lay down, and then in the afternoon, they pick up. So I would say about 10:30, 11 o'clock that morning, the winds picked up, and it blew up again. You could just see, here it comes. So I raced over here. I wasn't here at the time, and I raced over here to make sure that the crew was leaving. We got all the carts in, everybody off the course. You're flying by the seat of your pants. You know?
How close did it get to the golf course?
Mile and a half, maybe.
A mile? Yeah. That would be to the south?
More to the west. We had it came over the Table Mountain, heading towards Lake Beckwith. If anybody knows the area, it's about a mile away. It's maybe two.
Yeah. What stopped it, or did anything? Did it just Mother Nature? What? The wind changed or something?
Firefighters.
The firefighters.
Yes.
Okay.
We love the firefighters.
Yeah. They're good.
Yeah.
Really? We had a lot of assistance too by county. By the Pueblo County.
Correct. Yeah.
They came in with equipment. They came in with water trucks.
All first responders.
Yeah. San Isabel shut our power off. Mm-hmm. So we couldn't even produce water at the time. So we ended up getting with the EOC, and they brought in generators so we could run our water plant and all of that stuff. Our crews worked kind of day and night, making sure everything was in place. In that everything would run well. So.
Yeah, that's Jim Ecker. Jim's the city manager of Colorado City, Have you ever dealt with anything like this, Jim?
We did when they had the spring fire down in Walsenburg or around Walsenburg. I was the mayor at that time.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it was scary at that point, but it never got as close as it did here.
Yeah. You were on vacation when all hell broke loose.
Yes.
And not just vacation. He was in Tahiti. So you can't just, hop in the car and come back the next day or come back that day. So you were kind of doing everything long distance?
Yeah. And there was times that I was getting ready to hop on a plane and come back if I needed to.
Yeah.
But, I trust my crew. I have a wonderful crew. Mike being the pro here, Mark with maintenance, my other guys out at the water plants, my guys out in the field, my finance director, she held down the fort for me. Me and her had daily conversations and kept everything in line and in line with people and where information needed to go. And so it worked out really good.
So you're dealing with the long distance for the whole time. And then you get back here and you're here seeing things in person. Was it worse than you thought, better than you thought, or what?
It was just heartbreaking to see it, yeah. Because you see all this green that's been around us and, over the last 2 weeks, how everything's just turned brown or black. It's hard. I had a buddy that was, another couple that was with us traveling, and it got right across the street from their house because they live up further up on the mountain here too. So they were at that pain point too. So
right now you're not totally out of the woods. It's around 60% contained. That's the figure I saw last night.
Yeah, 60%, but the 40% that's going doesn't look good. We have the southwest version up on the mountain in some rugged terrain that it's going to burn for a long time. Hopefully they can keep it away from any more structures, and I know they're trying tirelessly to do that. Yeah, we need some help there.
I came down this way Monday, and there was just one major hot spot that I could see.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, that's a big part of the fire. And then when I came back through on Thursday, there were six different hot spots burning. That was kind of scary.
Yeah, a lot of that's going to be them doing back burns and such and trying to make a fire line. So, we look at it and we try to picture what is that? Is that just a small something that they're doing to take care of things, or is it something that's raging again? And you can tell the difference anymore when it gets going out of hand.
So you had a lot of things planned for the 4th of July weekend.
Oh man!
The day you shut down, you had a glow golf event for that night.
Yeah.
Which you rescheduled and did it last night.
How did
that go? And how are the golfers reacting?
Let me tell you, this community and, the golfers in general and the Front Range, people are coming in from Colorado Springs and Denver just to support us because they know we need it. So it's great to see. Every day I get people walking in the door and giving me hugs and wishing the best for us. So.
And I know that you're here this morning with us, but you got one eye on your cabin. You got a cabin that...
It's still an issue. Day one, it was an issue, and now here we are 20 days later, and it's coming back in its direction again.
What are you hearing, Jim? What are the next steps?
Next steps, we just got to get it contained on that south side. That's where the biggest problem is. What's been really nice is the firefighters have been able to take central areas like San Isabel. They lost maybe a couple cabins there, but the lodge was still in great shape. Beulah was the same way with their downtown and stuff that they didn't lose too much in it. Colorado City, I think we lost one house that's on just the perimeter of our area. But other than that, the firefighters have done an excellent job in catching all the major areas and making sure that they're safe.
Do you have a count as far as how many firefighters have been here and are out here right now?
I know that there was at one point there was like 800 of them.
1600 was the biggest number I heard.
Yeah, but yeah. They're rotating out and stuff too.
And one of the best things that I see going on right now, every day there's a shift change, and in the evening around 6 o'clock every day, they're lining up the street, Highway 165. So they go over to the Ace Hardware parking lot, and they line up and blow horns and cheer them and wave their signs and just in gratitude for these people that are up there risking their lives for us.
Yeah, when I was here Thursday and I left, I pulled out of your parking lot onto 165 and got right in behind.
Got treated like you were in a parade.
Three vehicles, and it was like a parade.
Yeah.
The first two were obviously fire trucks, and there was one of those big wild land fire trucks. And they were lined up with signs and banners and cheering, and I just went through and gave everybody a thumbs up.
Yeah,
you know,
great.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah,
and that's right across the street.
Right across the street.
Yeah. All right. I got a quick reminder from our friends at Do It Magazine, and then we'll get back to more of the show. If you're tired of paying too much for golf, check out the 2026 Greensaver available in Booker Mobile, designed to keep you on the course without breaking the bank. Greensaver for just $54. Start playing smarter and enjoy a year of golf without breaking the bank. Go to greensavergolf.com. Never pay full price to golf again. Polydot is in the Greensaver. All you do is pay for a cart. The 18 holes are free.
Absolutely. Best deal in the book.
Best deal in the book. It is, definitely. We're at Holly Dot Golf Course in Colorado City, back with more of Tee to Green right after this.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
We call ourselves ASAP Travel for one reason. We can help you book a ticket ASAP. For those of you that don't know, that means as soon as possible. That means no wait time. You get through right away. No searching online. Our specialty is the lowest available fares on the big name airlines. You know them. We can't tell you their names. You can fly domestically or internationally and save more money than you could if you call the airlines directly. Our proprietary software goes underneath the hood of the major airline booking systems and finds you the best rates available. So if you're ready to make your travel plans right now, business or vacation travel, we have all the major airlines always at great rates. Call ASAP Trips, and we'll have your ticket in your inbox in 15 minutes. Call this number now.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands. And the great news is, your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solution Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
It's the show by golfers for golfers. We're here talking golf every week on Tee to Green, the golf show. Stream live at sportsbyline.com. You can also listen live on great radio stations around the country like AM 1550, Salt Lake City Sports Radio, and Extra Sports 1300, our flagship station in Colorado Springs. We are about a little over an hour southwest of Colorado Springs today. Greenhorn Valley, in the town of Colorado City, which is the home of Holly Dot Golf Course. I'm Jay Ritchie, going solo on the show today. Holly Dot, one of my favorite places to play. It's been around since 1974, originally 27 holes, now it's 18, public course, and Holly Dot survived the Aspen Acres fire, the worst part of it. Anyway, they did shut down on July 2nd, reopened on July 11th after this whole area was evacuated because of the approaching fire, which is now at over 100,000 acres and still burning. The seventh largest fire in Colorado history, seventh largest wildfire. It's about 61% contained at last check. Mike Riley, the director of golf, Jim Ecker, the city manager of Colorado City, and we're joined now by Mark Anslevar, the superintendent, golf course superintendent here at Holly Dot. Mark, welcome to the show. Thanks for doing this morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Good morning. How long have you been here at Holly Dot?
Since 2012.
So you've been here a while.
Yes, sir.
You ever dealt with anything like the last 3 weeks?
No, never have, no.
Yeah. So you are the superintendent of the golf course, and you hear you got to shut down. The fire's coming. It's like a mile and a half away. What's going through your mind at that point?
I guess it was that, you know, that Wednesday, which would be like the 1st, and that fire started actually that Monday, and we saw it, you know, since we're starting work, like at 5 in the morning, it just started like this small little campfire just kind of screwing through the mountain. We saw it, and we're like, okay. And then, so that was like maybe at 6. And then by like 8 o'clock, these clouds just start building. You know, the smoke just starts building and actually even started creating its own clouds, and that's how intense it was. And so, okay, it was smaller, and then Tuesday rolls around as like a normal Tuesday, and then Wednesday, wind shifted, and things started kind of roaring real hard, and that's when we got evacuated, and I was here at the time that we got evacuated, and we had to get a few players off the course and shutting down, and I was kind of basically running home because I live in Pueblo, and so I was like, well, everything that I have is in place. We're okay. Obviously, the fire is, you know, the most important thing in saving people's lives and homes and structures. And so there for a couple of days, the course kind of ran as normal, even though it was evacuated and we weren't working out here.
So when did you get the word that you could reopen? Because you reopened a week ago yesterday.
Yes. So that was a tough kind of thing, you know, because we weren't able to irrigate the golf course, you know, for 8 days. It is also July and just hot, dry, windy. Luckily, we did get a little bit of rain on a Wednesday night where we got like 0.6 inches. So, you know, that was helpful, but as far as tees and fairways, we weren't able to irrigate for 8 days.
So what does that do to a golf course, and what's your biggest concern?
Well, it kind of like working as like an inside-out project, and our main focus when we were able to get back on the property was keep our greens alive. Obviously, your greens are your most expensive
asset on the property and trying to keep water on them, trying to keep them alive, minimize as much damage as possible, you know, from that time that, you know, we weren't able to irrigate and be able to even get any water out on the course.
And I've got to tell you, and I mean this sincerely, complimentary, I've played a lot of courses in the state of Colorado. Your greens, for years and years and years, have been some of the best of any golf course in Colorado. So good job on that.
Well, thank you, Stephanie. We work hard.
Yeah. What's your big concern now of bringing it back after no water, 90-degree heat for like 10 days?
You know, Jay, there's no question that we're going to lose some grass on tees and we're going to lose some grass on fairways and in roughs. Prior to the fire, we've been restricted in handcuffs on the amount of water that we've been able to...
Like everybody.
Just like, you know, everybody in the state for the most part. And so we've already been kind of playing that game, but by no means do you ever imagine that your power is going to get shut off, and you're just like, your power's off, and you're like, we're done. We're extremely handcuffed. And then, you know, then you have like water rations where, okay, we have some access to water, but then that water's got to be utilized to help firefighters and, you know, for that. And so it's just been this huge balancing act between when you can use water or when they need it, and you don't want to waste any. And so it's just been, you know, juggling all these instructions coming from different angles, but yet you're still trying to preserve your asset that we have here.
And I imagine, Jim, you're getting directives from the state and from people with pay grades higher than me and you and Mark, telling you you can do this or you can't do that with the water and things?
Yeah, definitely. Well, and it's even just the amount of water we have. For luck, when I got here, we turned around and were able to take all of our water that we clean our filters and stuff at the plant, and we're able to use that reclaimed water on our golf course,
okay,
which we can't put back into our system. So that's helped us out a bunch. You know, that's usually about 100,000 gallons a day that is non-usable. That would be, they used to go right to the sewer plant, where now we use it on the golf course.
How much water a day does it take for, like, a course like Holly Dock?
Let's just say it's a normal year and everything's going and it's 90 plus every day. You know, we would water anywhere from 425 to maybe 525,000 gallons a night, where basically this year that number has been cut tremendously, anywhere from 30 to 45% prior to the fire. But then when, you know, we can come back to work and do our thing, you're still restricted at that, you know, amount. And on top of not being able to really get any water for 8 days. And so, you know, that puts a big, massive challenge on prioritizing, reducing, changing heads, hand watering for days on days on end, trying to keep what's been damaged and try to minimize it. So it's been a massive challenge. I've been really tired, to be quite honest with you.
You've been hand watering yourself, personally.
Absolutely. You know, ever since we were able to get back and work, even you still had to have passes to get past the National Guard and sheriff's departments, just have passes to be able to hand water. And then even some days we can use potable, we can use this as a source of water. And some days you can't use that, you got to use this. Or some days you can't use it at all. And so it's just been this huge juggling act.
Yeah, that's Mark Anselvar. He is the superintendent here at Holly Dock Golf Course, Colorado City. Jim Eckert, city manager of Colorado City, also with us in this segment of the show. We're talking about how a golf course is affected by and what they need to do to recover after being shut down for 10 days because of the nearby, it didn't reach the golf course, it got to about a mile away, Aspen Acres fire here in this part of the state of Colorado. So at this point, what what are you doing right now? I know you got a good, pretty decent crowd of golfers out here, so there you got that to deal with, and yet you got to keep the golf course going as well.
Just trying to be as efficient, you know, as possible, and trying to focus. You know, we're limited on X amount of water daily, you know, and trying to just keep that on in play areas, the important areas to, you know, to keep our course playable, living, acceptable for, you know, people that come out and play. And, you know, like Mike said, it's definitely been a nice rebound. People are coming back. Understand that we're, you know, we're open. And it's just been like just a total chess match, you know, over the last few days, just trying to come up with the best solution possible to try to live with everything that's been going on.
Water, water, and water. That's the main thing right now.
And just trying to be, you know, efficient, using products that help us extend our water, shutting down areas or turning a head that would be 360 degrees. Into only 90 degrees just to try to keep it focused on our in-play areas and not so much, you know, in native or in rough that are out-of-play areas.
Where do you get your water from?
We could get our water in general from a few different sources. We can get it out of the ditch, rain, obviously, which we don't ever get. We could get it out of Lake Beckwith, which is up there, and we do have wells that Holland Dual and when they did the city planning, there's definitely access to wells in the neighborhood. So utilizing any of those resources that we can.
Yeah. Speaking of that, what are you doing on your end, Jim, to not just to help Holly Dot, but the whole community?
Well, like I said, we put in a restriction where people can water 2 days a week for their own personal stuff. One of the things is, too, is just the support from all of our other departments. They've been helping out wherever we can. Like I said, Gary Galladay is our water plant operator. He, as soon as we got the call that we can open, it's like, hey, Gary, what do we need to do? He says, I need to flush all my lines. Let's flush them into Holly Dot and keep the grass growing.
And that was kind of like a funny thing because the community was like closed down and Gary's and the city's water tanks were full. And then, well, I didn't realize that we needed to drain that because you got to keep water circulating or chlorine evaporates and, you know, microbes build at the bottom of the tank. And so you like got to get it out and moving and you're like, okay, this seems counterproductive, but it saves the water plant. It saves water and product so when citizens can come back, everything's up and running like kind of like normal,
yeah,
as best as possible.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
And play both sides that, okay, if the fire kicks up, now we need to let them take that water to fight the fire. So, you know, it's that balancing act that you have to do with all of it.
Well, now, if anything, you have a blueprint, a playbook,
mm-hmm,
for the future if this happens again. Let's hope it does.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Jim Ecker, city manager, Colorado City. Mark Enslevar, the superintendent here at Holly Dot Golf Course, which is reopened a week ago yesterday. So if you're in the area, if you're listening up in Colorado Springs on Extra Sports 1300, or wherever you're listening and you plan on being in Colorado, you can come and play golf at Holly Dot. Let's get the word out right away on that. Holly Dot, Colorado City, and we're back with more of Tee to Green right after this.
Thank you. With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. That's 800-690-8223.
The fastest hour in radio and the quickest hour in golf. Boy, this hour is just flying by today. That's what happens when you get good guests on, and we've been having a great time today live from Holly Dot Golf Course, Colorado City, Colorado. We're about an hour southwest of Colorado Springs. Holly Dot just reopened a week ago yesterday after being closed because of the Aspen Acres fire. It got close, but it didn't get Holly Dot. Holly Dot's open, going strong. It's one of the best values in golf in the state of Colorado. And we thank our guest today for joining us, Mark Anslevar, the superintendent, Jim Ecker, the city manager of Colorado City here. Jim, thanks for coming by today. And I know you just got back from vacation. You got a lot on your plate. We appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you for coming down.
And Mike Riley, the director of golf here. Mike, what do you, now that you're reopened, golfers are coming back. The golf course, your job now is to get it back after losing a little bit from the 10-day shutdown and the heat and not enough water initially. What do you want people listening to take away from what we just did here in the past hour?
Oh, Holly Dot is still the best value in the state. We're still here. We're still beautiful. We still have great staff. People here are friendly and kind and nice. You're not going to find a better value for that. Our restaurant's great. You come down, you spend the time, you drive down the highway. We're right off of I-25. We are far enough away from the fires. Life is going well at the golf course still.
and I can bring my puppy Roscoe.
Bring your puppy.
Golf with me.
Yeah, let him ride around with
you. He loves it more than I do.
You won't be alone out on the course.
All right.
Thank you so much, Jay.
Thank you guys for what you do, and thank all the firefighters and first responders. People, be careful. The state is still in a lot of high fire danger, so be careful, not just in Colorado, but all over the country. Take care out there. Take care of yourself. Get out, play some golf, play great, hit them long, hit them straight.